This is Jordan Seculo. Breaking news. The United States Senate plans to vote today on the motion to proceed on repealing Obamacare as Senator John McCain returns to the nation's capital.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
You just said you will vote for it, but will you have enough votes to move it forward in total?
I believe that we will. The vice president will be here in case he has to break a tie. Senator McCain is coming back. We're continuing to work with all of the members of the conference to get to that number.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And for Senate Republicans, this is their chance to keep their promise. Over and over again, they said repeal and replace, repeal and replace. But they can now keep their promise to the American people to provide emergency relief to those in desperate need of help and to improve health care for all Americans.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. A big day in our nation's capital, especially in the U.S. Senate. A vote which some question, would it even occur? It hasn't happened yet, but it is could happen as early as this afternoon. It'll be after we're off the air. But let me tell you that we will come back on our broadcast through Facebook and Periscope so that we can update you on this critical motion to proceed vote on repealing Obamacare. This is the first step, the first hurdle. You got to get to 50. Vice President Pence could cast the 51st vote. And, I mean, the breaking news last night that Senator John McCain, and this is, I think, very good news in light of this vote. It's not a guarantee that you get to the 50-plus Vice President Pence, if necessary, to get to 51. But the fact that he is returning after having the surgery on the blood clot, as basically as soon as he could, which was a week. They said he'd be out a week. That's how long he was out. And then being diagnosed with brain cancer. He is returning to Washington, D.C. I want to go right now to Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. Than, explain to people the significance of what a, because this is unlike the House, this motion to proceed vote does, and really then it opens up. I mean, we could have votes on the actual repeal even later on this evening.
Yeah, that's right. The motion to proceed, Jordan, is very simply a vote to begin debate on the Senate floor. And I would just say simply to the people listening, after 7 years, it's time for the American people to hear in public where each senator stands on the various options in front of them and ultimately to get a vote. So, yes, you need 50 votes to get on the bill and even begin debate. Within that process, Jordan, yes, you will have a vote on the 2015 language. You will probably have a vote on a more robust repeal and replace. But at the end of the day, the will of the United States Senate will be carried out. But, Jordan, only if 50 United States senators agree to get on the bill and debate it in public. And I would just very simply say, if John McCain, just a few days after being diagnosed with cancer, can travel back to Washington, D.C. to engage in this debate, then no GOP senator should fail to do it as well. They should be able to put their ideas on the line and see which one carries the day.
All right, folks, as Than said, we still have time to get to U.S. senators. You still have time to pick up your phone and call their offices. Now, I think more than ever, because we have a vote that looks like it's scheduled for this afternoon. That's right, Than. It is scheduled.
It is. Well, it's on the calendar. It will be voted on probably about 2:15. There's not a hard time on it, Jordan, but it will happen this afternoon.
So that'd be 2:15 Eastern time. So if you're hearing this broadcast, which most of you are before then, you can call these Senate offices right now. These are the key senators, all Republicans. They voted yes to repeal before, the exact language, but you also need to encourage them to vote yes on the motion to proceed. Here are the senators you call. Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas, Senator Rob Portman from Ohio, Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, and Senator Dean Heller from Nevada. You reach them all through the Capitol switchboard, the number you call, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121 to reach those senators. Than, anyone else that should be added to that list right now?
Look, I think you ought to also talk to Mike Lee and just make sure that he's going to vote to get on the bill. He has said he will, but I think he'd be a good one to talk to.
All right, so call Senator Mike Lee from Utah's office as well. And even Susan Collins on the motion to proceed. If you're a Maine listening in Maine, call because she could at least vote yes on that motion to proceed and allow the debate to repeal Obamacare to begin. We'll be right back.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in the centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
So the U.S. Senate operates obviously different than the House. Lots of different procedures you go through to even have a vote. Even when it's reconciliation and you only need the 51 votes, you still need the vote to allow the votes, if you will. They call it the motion to proceed. So you have to overcome even kind of a reconciliation filibuster. You still have to get to 51 to even have votes on repeal or the repeal and replace. I mean, there's a lot of options that could be coming this afternoon. But let me be clear. If the Senate votes as they are scheduled to, it's on the calendar right now, on the motion to proceed, if they get the 50 votes of Republicans and Vice President Pence has to cast a 51st vote, they can then begin voting every couple of hours on the actual repeal language. And we could see a repeal of Obamacare by early afternoon, I mean, or at least late evening, I'd say, probably not early afternoon, late evening on the East Coast, early afternoon for those of you out on the West Coast. We're going to probably come back live on Facebook and Periscope if you're a radio listener. Obviously, we're live right now, but we'll come back through Facebook and Periscope go through if this vote occurs and the motion to proceed, and then kind of see where the votes came down, see what it looks like, and then kind of go from there. I want to go right to Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, because Than, you've added another name on this vote. It appears that Senator Rand Paul is good to go. He was kind of a holdout before. Senator Cruz is good to go, so on the conservative side. But you do believe we add to our, you know, the list of mostly more people who would, I say, even they would agree with the description, they'd be more moderate, we also want to add Mike Lee. So people can call the Capitol switchboard right now. That number is 202-224-3121. And you ask to speak to these Senate offices. So you can call Senator Jerry Moran. He's from Kansas. Senator Rob Portman from Ohio. Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia. She was just with the president yesterday evening in her home state of West Virginia. So I'm sure she's feeling the pressure. Senator Dean Heller from Nevada as well. And then add Senator Mike Lee, who's a good friend of ours, a conservative out of Utah, but has been a little bit unclear even on the vote to motion to proceed. So we want to make sure you ask them, one, vote yes on the motion to proceed, and two, vote like you did in 2015 to repeal Obamacare. Cast that same vote. Get it to the president's desk. Again, the number you call to reach those six senators is 202-224-3121, and you have a couple of hours, a few hours. The number's up on the screen for our Facebook and Periscope viewers. You have 2-3 hours to contact them. And folks, We are going to take some phone calls now, and then I'll go right back to Than Bennett at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Carrie in Arizona on line one. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, thank you. I've been trying to rack my brain and understand why there's been no follow-through with the platform that our new president, Donald Trump, ran on. He went without a lobby, and he was for the wall, repeal, replace Obamacare, and tax reform. I think that even though we have a majority GOP, that there is a lobby stranglehold. It's not just with the Democrats. I believe that the GOP is strangled by the lobby, and I think they're afraid that they won't be reelected if they don't have that support. And I just want to encourage them to take the lead that President Trump has broken ground on as the lighthouse. Americans will vote for them if they go ahead and follow through on all these promises. We'll vote for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually proven, Carrie, because these are all the senators we're asking you to call voted already to repeal. They ran on this. They were elected, as you said, on this. They campaigned. They ran ads. They gave floor speeches about this exact vote. So now the fact that they're even questioning if they will vote yes to proceed to open the debate this afternoon, I think it would be hypocritical. But what I'm hoping is that all this pressure has changed their mind. And the fact that Senator John McCain is back, as Linda on Facebook who wrote, much respect for Senator John McCain for returning to the vote. Scott on Facebook wrote, is the best move repeal before replacement? We will know about that. To answer Scott's question, it will be up to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. If they get over the hurdle of the motion to proceed, he will then decide what the First Amendment offered is. That could either be the straight-out repeal that was voted on in December of 2015 that was vetoed by President Obama, or it could be the repeal and replace that has not been quite as popular.
Yeah, that's right. They're actually deciding that right now, Jordan. All of the GOP senators are meeting to decide what is called the first-degree amendment, which all that means is it's the First Amendment offered out of the gate. Because as we've explained before, the way this works, the House-passed reconciliation bill is actually what they will vote to proceed to. But then Leader McConnell will offer a first-degree amendment. I think it's most likely going to be the 2015 repeal language or something similar to that. And that will actually replace the House version. But, Jordan, I think it's very important to underscore something that you said, because this applies to all senators on the right or the left who are looking for some sort of guaranteed outcome in this process. This is an unlimited amendment process, so we don't know exactly what the end product is going to look like. And look, every senator is going to have to make their own evaluation at the end of the day, but I would say the five senators you named, plus maybe Mike Lee and Rand Paul on the right who have now said they will vote to proceed, and I would say Susan Collins too, even though she's likely to oppose the final product. Jordan, they were sent here to debate on the Senate floor. I don't think there's a single senator who can justify voting no on the motion to proceed, and then let's debate amendments and let's see where the final product lands.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, we want to contact those senators. Just let's get over that hurdle and the motion to proceed. I mean, this should be goal one today. Then goal two is obviously either the repeal, which I'm fine with, even though it's the asterisk repeal because it zeroes it out. But hey, this is what we're talking about. We've always been very truthful to you. This is phase one, using the best method available where you don't need any Democrats. You don't have to get through a filibuster. You can, probably the repeal with the two-year transition is more likely. Than if they did that, even though it would be different than what the House passed, I would think the House would be pretty easy to pass through the House of Representatives right now.
Yeah, if what passes, Jordan, is the 2015 repeal, I think the House would take it up the very next day and pass it. If they pass something substantially different, they may have to go to conference. But if we're talking about the 2015 language, I think it would be enacted within a couple of days.
So, I mean, we are on the cusp. I mean, like you said, Than, this could be to the president's desk, the repeal of Obamacare, which may very well. It's still, as of right now, these both versions, if they get through the motion to proceed, both versions, unless... And there we'll have to watch it closely, have the defunding of Planned Parenthood in it. In the next 2 days or so, the president could be signing this into law if they are successful.
Yeah, I think that's right, Jordan. If they get on the bill, if the motion to proceed passes, they have to run 20 hours of debate, and then they have an unlimited debate process after that, but that is very quick. It is not a lot of debate for each of those amendments at the end. So once the Senate passes the bill, if they were to, Jordan, if it is close to that 2015 language, I think the House would pass it within a matter of hours, and then the Senate could sign it, or the president could sign it immediately. So The Senate process is going to take a couple of days, but then after that, it's going to move very, very quickly if it's close to that 2015 language.
Shirley wrote in on Facebook, I called all five Senate offices this morning. We thank you for doing that, Shirley, and hope more people follow her lead. You call the Capitol switchboard 202-224-3121. You've got time right now, folks. The vote has not yet begun. 202-224-3121. You're calling Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas, Senator Rob Portman from Ohio, Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, Senator Dean Heller from Nevada. And we're adding Senator Mike Lee from Utah just to make sure he's a yes on the motion to proceed. So you want two clear messages to them. One, vote yes on the motion to proceed for today to repeal Obamacare. Vote yes on the motion to proceed. Part two is vote yes on the repeal of Obamacare. The same vote that you all took in 2015 and voted yes on. So you can call all those senators. They all voted for that language to repeal Obamacare with the two-year transition. And folks, if this occurs and you make those phone calls, and the Capitol switchboard again is 202-224-3121, we literally could have a significant, I mean, the victory here, Than, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves because it hasn't happened, but if by the end of this week, Donald Trump, President of the United States, is signing the repeal into law, everything has changed in Washington moving forward for things like tax reform, job growth, and other issues, and improving health care down the road. I think that once you get rid of Obamacare, you're going to be able to work more across the aisle.
I think there's two things, Jordan. One is maybe more of a political thing, but it's actually proving that this governing majority that the American people sent to Washington can actually function. Because if they fail to deliver on the first major promise that they gave voters, I think that's going to be a very hard thing for Republican senators to defend. But, Jordan, more importantly than that, it's going to be relief for the tens of millions of the American people who literally cannot either afford or access health care coverage right now. Obamacare has failed, Jordan, and the majority that the American people sent to Washington, D.C. must deliver an outcome. That really cannot be overstated.
Than, quickly, Sherry on Facebook wrote in, do we know how John McCain will vote? He's a yes, right, on this?
John McCain is a yes on the motion to proceed, yes.
Yeah, so we don't need to call his office. I mean, he's coming back to cast that yes vote. We've got a sound. President Trump has been out campaigning hard for this. He was in Shelley Moore Capito, one of those wavering Republicans' home state yesterday at the Boy Scout Jamboree. But again, on this issue with Shelley Moore Capito, call those offices, folks, 202-224-3121. Call Senator Moran, Portman, Murkowski, Capito, Heller, and Mike Lee. One, support the motion to proceed. Vote yes. Vote yes on the repeal of Obamacare like it did in December. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-9-LAW. 989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
All right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Remember, if you don't get the full broadcast, you only get the first half hour. The second half hour, we are live on Facebook and Periscope. You can come inside the studio with us and also on Sirius XM for the full hour on Family Talk. My dad, Jay Sekulow, chief counsel at ACLJ, is traveling, but joining us right now by phone, Dad, a potentially historic vote to begin today. First hurdle is the motion to proceed in the U.S. Senate, which is, it's kind of like, even for reconciliation, it's a mini filibuster you've got to overcome. You got to get 51 votes. Vice President Pence could cast the 51st vote there. And we had the breaking news last night that Senator McCain, even after the surgery, we knew he'd be out for a week, but then he got that diagnosis of a brain tumor, more serious. He is on the way back to Washington, D.C. as we speak, to cast this vote. So I feel like with President Trump and Shelley Moore Capito's home state of West Virginia yesterday at the Boy Scout Jamboree, and you've had some conversation with people too, there's some positivity here that we need to keep working, need to keep calling the Senate offices, but it's a more positive feel as of this moment. Things change quick, though, in D.C.
Yeah, I just want to give you a quick update, and then I'll be back in the studio tomorrow. But I did have a series of conversations with folks in Washington this morning. And I will say this, my sense is that this vote is not taking place by accident, number one, that Senator McCain coming back, there's a reason to that. I heard Dan talking about that a little bit. And I also think that this is really close. And keeping the pressure up right now is the critical part of this. But I feel like the momentum is starting to shift. I don't think we're there yet, by the way, but I think the momentum is starting to shift. And all I wanted to say to our audience today, I'll be back in the studio tomorrow, is keep the momentum up. It's critical that your voice be heard. And I know Van's doing a great job with our team in Washington, letting the Senate staffs know where we are on this. But we're pretty close. I mean, yeah. I think, again, Senator McCain coming back bodes well. But I that's all I wanted to say was keep the momentum going and keep the pressure up.
I think, hang on, Dad, if you can, for this call I wanted to take, because I think this is important to explain to people the significance of today and how it could start unfolding fairly rapidly. Brian's calling from Connecticut on line three. Brian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, hi. I think you've actually answered my question, but this Senate rules are kind of confusing, but the motion to proceed is basically just a vote to say, yes, I want to go and debate something or be on something, but it's not actually going to do anything
Well, Brian, here's the deal. Yeah, go ahead, Dad.
It's the opening procedural vote that has to take place for there to be a actual debate on the actual legislation. So it's a necessary step. And the fact that Senator McCain's coming back for that step, I think, bodes well. And I think that also is an indicator that it may start to be lining up for 51.
Yeah, and
not just for the allowing the vote, but also for the substance.
Yeah, and Dad, and as we talked about with Than, this is not like we open up the, if the motion to proceed passes and then, there's no votes until tomorrow. You could literally have the repeal vote with the two-year transition or the repeal and replace
tonight.
2 hours later, right, Than? That's the time. It takes about 2 hours, Than?
All right, I've got to head out. But, yes, it could come today.
Yeah. So, Than, that's what we look at, right? Is it if you get through the motion to proceed, you get about 2 hours till the next vote, likely?
That's right. You're going to have a first-degree amendment. That amendment will get 2 hours of debate on it. And those first-degree amendments, Jordan, those are going to be the big ones. Those are going to be repeal or a repeal and replace package. At the end of this process, you'll have some quicker-hitting amendments. But those very first amendments, you get 2 hours of debate on them, and those are going to be the big ones. And, yes, you're right. After that first tranche, you might have one or two of them, you will have actual votes. So that 2015 vote you've been trumpeting, Jordan, that will very likely be debated and voted on later today.
I mean, this is, again, I think just to underscore the importance here, Senator McCain is back because he believes he can cast a critical vote, maybe be the 50th vote, and then Vice President Pence can be the 51st vote to get this over the line. But understand that he's coming back because the margin is that slim, right, Than? I mean, the margin is, if they knew that they could get there without Senator McCain's vote, I think with his current situation, he probably would not be making the trip back to Washington, D.C. right now.
I think that's absolutely right. You've been saying that you're optimistic because he is coming back, and I agree with that. But I would tell you that I think if they had 50 senators assuring them that they were going to vote for this motion to proceed and they didn't need him, he probably would not be risking it. So I think he's a hero and a patriot for coming back. But I think the margin of this vote, Jordan, really is that close. I think it will rise or fall on a single vote, and that might be including Mike Pence's vote.
Now, this is interesting coming in from Charles in West Virginia. So we talk a lot about Shelley Moore Capito online for Charles. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I got this email on Friday, excuse me, and I didn't get a chance to call on Monday. But in it, she says that Obamacare is basically a failed law, and she says she wants to be clear that she is committed to repealing Obamacare and replacing it with a health care system that provides access to affordable care for West Virginians. Always been her goal, she says. She's not giving up on it. And after meeting with President Trump this past week, he assured me that we are on the same page when it comes to repealing and replacing Obamacare. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, Charles. The question is, the way she wrote that, though, does not guarantee she votes, for instance, like she did in December of 2015, to repeal Obamacare and then have a two-year transition period where the replacement is drafted. She already voted yes on that once, but she said her most recent press statement has been she doesn't know if she would cast that vote. So she talks a lot of there about replacement. That may not be the vote that gets there. So the question, Than, I mean, I think that that's a positive sign, but that's very politician speak in that email.
Yeah, it's a positive sign, Jordan, but here's what concerns me. Shelley Moore Capito knows this process very well. She knows that she could put all these questions to rest if she would answer two simple questions. Are you a yes vote on the motion to proceed? And are you a yes vote when the amendment to repeal Obamacare, like you already took in 2015, comes up? If you're yes, yes, there are no more questions to ask. And Jordan, she hasn't answered those questions. Now, I will say this. My gut is that she's going to be a yes on the motion to proceed. I think President Trump visiting was a very important thing. But I will tell you, it gives me just a bit of angst that we do not have answers to those specific questions. And until we do, I would suggest that we should continue weighing in with her that we think that is the right thing to do.
All right, folks. Again, very important that you make these phone calls if you can right now. Again, it's to Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Senator Dean Heller of Nevada, and we want to add Senator Mike Lee, who we feel pretty confident about in the motion to proceed, but want to make sure, out of Utah, you call them at the Capitol switchboard number, which is 202-224-3121, and you just tell the operator which Senate office you want to be connected to. So that's 202-224-3121. The message, very simple. One, you ask the staff person, or if you have to leave a voicemail, one, that the senator vote yes on the motion to proceed later on this afternoon, and two, that the senator vote yes on the repeal of Obamacare like they did in December of 2015. Remind them that they've already cast this vote once before. Call that Capitol switchboard. Call those six senators, 202-224-3121. A second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live is coming up. If you don't get the broadcast on your radio station, you can get it through Sirius XM on Family Talk. And we show you, we come inside the studio on camera on Facebook and Periscope. You can join that way as well to talk to us on the air, 1-800-684-3110. Stay up to date on social media and ACLJ.org. We're going to be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Big news today, and I just want to reset this for everybody if you're just joining us for our second half hour of the broadcast. I want to let you know that the Senate has got scheduled a vote this afternoon on the motion to proceed to repeal Obamacare. And the next vote after that, if that gets over, and it needs 51 votes, Vice President Pence can cast the 51st vote. So out of the 52 Republicans, you got to hold 50. Senator McCain is back, or on the way back to Washington, D.C. as we speak for this vote, even after the surgery on his blood clot, even after the diagnosis of the brain tumor, he's back to cast a vote on this. So again, a lot of pressure, I think, on other senators. And once you get through the motion to proceed hurdle in the next couple hours today, so after that, you could have the vote on repeal with the two-year transition. You could have the vote on repeal and replace. I mean, all within this evening. So a very important day, which would trigger then getting this to the president's desk potentially by midweek. You could have the repeal of Obamacare signed into law by President Trump. And oh, how that would change the legislative agenda of the Trump presidency, of Republicans on Capitol Hill. I think it would make people just a lot more pleased with how Congress is acting. And I think it makes tax reform easier. But we've got to get past this hurdle. Than, I want to reset this for people. The motion to proceed, what does it mean? What will people be watching and hearing about later on this afternoon?
So in the United States Senate, Jordan, you have to have a majority of the Senate, 51 votes, to proceed to debate on any bill. If you can't get that debate, you don't even open debate on the bill itself. So this is not a vote for the final package. It is a vote initially to proceed to the bill. Now, we don't know exactly what the final outcome would look like, but the one bit of commentary I would add on this, Jordan, is no single U.S. senator can determine every aspect of a bill. They don't know what that outcome will be. So at the end of the day, they will have another choice to make whether or not to vote for the final package after the various amendments are added. But this initial vote, Jordan, I would say Republican and Democrat, there is no excuse for any senator on either side of the aisle to refuse to even debate it. It is what their job to do is, and essentially all of us agree that Obamacare is broken and failed. They have a fundamental obligation to vote to proceed to this bill, and then let's see which of their ideas, which of their amendments carry the day. Let's let the will of the Senate prove out over the course of the next 2 days.
Take a listen. Here's President Trump yesterday talking about this critical vote on health care by 12.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on whether to allow this urgently needed bill to come to the Senate floor for debate. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects, which have been so destructive to our country, or with its forgotten victims.
Folks, I'm going to take a phone call now before we go into our first break. We're going to bring in some more of our team to join the discussion in the next segment of the broadcast. But I wanted to take this phone call. Jesse in Arizona, online too. You've been holding on, Jesse. You're on the air.
Yes. Okay. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate that. A couple of comments and a couple of questions. I know that Obamacare needs to be replaced. That's definite. But maybe the senators aren't signing on because they're keeping it so secret of how they're going to replace it. And where is the plan that Trump had, or President Trump now?
Wait, I don't think that's fair, Jesse. There's a 117-page plan replacement already passed by the House, endorsed by the president. It already was passed by the House of Representatives. That could be voted on by the Senate as well, a similar plan, Than. I mean, so there is a plan out there. I just want that to be clear to people. That may not be how they decide. They may decide to say we're going to repeal this and then take the next 2 years to do a plan. But they do have a plan, and it's not 2,000 pages. It's 117. It's not secret. It's been public for more than months in the House and in the Senate for a couple weeks.
And if they do repeal only, Jordan, it's 8 pages long, and it's been out for more than 2 years. And those are the two biggest amendments that will be voted on.
Listen, President Trump has made this easy for the Senate and the House because he isn't in there saying, must have this, must have. This is all step one, as we've told you. Get it to the president. We could by Wednesday. Let's do that. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks. From Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando, Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in the centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
I think this is good news from Linda on Facebook. Writes in, the voicemail boxes are full for these senators. I can't even leave a message now. Now, that does not mean you don't keep calling, because the lines do open up. They have multiple, even though it's one number you call to the switchboard, they've got multiple people answering the phones. The voicemail boxes can also open up as well. So we don't want to let up on the pressure. Let me just reset the stage. Who are we asking you to call? Because the Senate is scheduled today to vote on the motion to proceed. Now, asterisks, always with the Senate, things could change. The vote could get pushed back later on today. It could get pushed back to tomorrow. But here's what we know. Senator John McCain is heading back to Washington, D.C. as we speak. This is after surgery for a blood clot, then a diagnosis of a brain tumor. This is as early as he could get back to Washington at all. And there's a positive there in the sense that it's worth him making that journey to potentially cast that critical 50th vote. And Vice President Pence could then be the 51st vote. But it also means that's how razor thin the margins are on the motion to proceed. So even opening debate, and then what would be later on today, either the repeal vote with the 2-year transition or the repeal and replace vote. So that's where we are right now. We want you to contact. We've now added up to 8 senators that you can contact to encourage: 1, vote yes on the motion to proceed, and 2, vote yes on the repeal of Obamacare. Here are the senators you call: Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Senator Dean Heller of Nevada, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, Senator Susan Collins as well, at least on the motion to proceed in her situation. She may not vote. She's already voted no on the repeal before, but she could still help with voting yes on the motion to proceed and allowing debate to begin. You call the Capitol switchboard to reach all those senators and just tell the operator which senator office you want to be connected to at 202-224-3121. Let's go around the table, and then we'll go to Than Bennett in D.C. I want to get the reaction from our senior team here in the studio with me. I'll start off with Wes Smith. Wes, getting to this vote, the leadership necessary, been a lot of criticism of Mitch McConnell. He's a tactician. It's scheduled on today. We could see what happened in the House, but the Senate is a little more formal in their proceedings. So what do you think about this kind of change in the last really 3-4 days where it looked like this may not even happen, to where we're really right on the edge?
Yeah, up until today, you're right. It seems like this might not happen. I remember there's a story from the French Revolution of a French general who heard a noise out in the street, and he looks out, and there's hundreds of people surging past his house, and he yells out, "Hand me my sword, I'm their leader, and I must follow them." And generally, leaders lead from the front, but in this case, the leaders, the Republican leaders in the Senate, they need to follow their constituents, and they need to listen what people are saying. I mean, you mentioned the switchboard and the voicemails at their offices are filled up. There's a reason for that.
Yep.
The people are clamoring for leadership and for them to take action. You know, up until now, they've allowed the perfect to become the enemy of the good. And they're looking for perfection in whatever comes out. And they're looking for certainty, Jordan. And one of the hallmarks of failure is when leaders become risk averse. There is not complete certainty.
Yeah.
And there's a certain amount of daring involved in being a leader in order to accomplish big goals.
That's what we ask. Like, why Rob Portman, why even run for Senate if you're not going to take those risks?
You have to take those risks.
You should be the kind of person that wants to go there. That doesn't mean you vote for everything.
No.
You have to have principles, but on ideas that you support, they are ideas at first that you've got to then put into law and see how they work. You've got to take that chance.
Yeah, you make a calculated risk. Inaction is not what a leader does.
Andy, the idea, again, that Mitch McConnell kind of won has put that pressure that I'll make you all stay through August. Then we had the news about Senator McCain. Now we have Senator McCain coming back. Then it was, even in the meantime between that, it was maybe we can't even have a vote, but we'll figure it out. The pressure from the American people has been significant, but also I think that the symbolism of someone like Senator McCain making this journey back at a time when, listen, there's no way he would do it if, one, they thought they had absolutely no chance in the vote, but two, if they didn't need him either. So, I mean, it's right on the edge, but the significance that could also have on these other senators. His leadership, he's also demonstrating his own kind of leadership by facing adversity medically and health-wise, and still showing up, and yet what, he's going to have Susan Collins vote against even allowing debate on this when he's come out from Arizona after being diagnosed with this brain tumor and having surgery on a blood clot over his eye?
Right. I think that's something that really, he almost shames them into having to do what they need to do, because here is a man with enormous courage. From a blood clot, it goes to a brain tumor. He's taken the time off that was necessary for according to the doctors. He is now coming back to Washington, coming back to the Senate, doing his duty as the fighter and the debater that he is known to be, showing that enormous leadership. And all he's asking for his colleagues, his Republican colleagues, to do is, let's just vote to proceed to the debate. And I see one of the callers mention, why don't these senators just vote on the motion to proceed? It doesn't make sense that they wouldn't vote to debate on it. The Senate is supposed to be the greatest deliberative body in the world. All we are asking is for the people of America to be given an opportunity for their United States senators to debate the issue of the repeal and replacement of Obamacare somewhere down the line. That's all this is. If that's not what you're there to do and to vote for that, then what are you there for?
Let me encourage people just to understand here the significance. I'm going to go to Harry Hutchinson on this because, Harry, a D on Facebook wrote in, and this idea has been floated out before, if the votes weren't there. We're not at that point yet. We're trying to get the votes there. We look like this procedural vote will occur, but this is not just like a procedural vote and then things happen 24 hours from now. It opens up and it starts happening in Washington terms pretty quickly. Every couple of hours you could have votes to the Senate. But D on Facebook wrote, Jordan, what happens if they just let Obamacare fail on its own? My fear there, Harry, going back to leadership, it may sound like, okay, that would then force everyone to do a fix or something, but could you politically surviving that when you had the votes to actually help people get better health care? I don't think that you want – that is the worst option.
I think that's correct. And I also think that the Republicans should not survive if they fail to act with courage and with principle in voting to repeal and replace Obamacare. Jordan, I think the time for action on health care reform is now. For too long, Americans have been saddled with an individual mandate, with an employer mandate that has been killing jobs, with subsidies for Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. Even today, Justice Department lawyers are fighting Christian groups who are being forced to comply with the Obamacare contraceptive mandate. That is 7 or 8 months after the election in November. So when will Planned Parenthood be defunded? When will the job-killing regulations associated with Obamacare be eliminated? So I think the real question is whether Republicans, who are currently scrambling to rework the health care bill, can govern, or are they simply committed to talking the Obamacare bill to death?
Than, let's explain to people two things, and we're going to take phone calls in the next broadcast. So if you're hanging on the line, folks, Scott, Joel, Ed, Dion, Sue, and Stuart, our phone lines are full right now. We will get to your calls. You'll be the priority in the next segment, so hang on the line. Than, if the motion to proceed passes, tell people what to expect the next, this afternoon and evening.
Well, Harry set it up so good. He said they want to talk it to death. Jordan, today is the day of reckoning to decide whether or not they will be allowed to talk it to death. If the motion to proceed, which we expect sometime in the middle of this afternoon, takes place and 51 senators cast a vote, or Mike Pence, to proceed to the bill, we then begin the process of actually debating the various ideas that are out there. You've talked about the 2015 bill that many of the senators have voted on. There's also some repeal and replace ideas out there. Jordan, here's what's going to happen. All of those ideas are going to be offered as amendments, and we will see which of them has the support of the majority of the Senate to actually pass. So a series of amendments over a couple of days, and at the end of that process, probably late tomorrow or maybe even into Thursday, you will have a final vote. But again, the first vote this afternoon, a motion to proceed, you need a majority of the United States Senate to agree to do their job and debate this measure.
And just to be outright and honest with people, Than, if they took up the motion to proceed and it fails, what does that mean?
They will move on to other issues, Jordan. I really think the repeal of Obamacare, at least in this legislative session, will be dead. Technically, they could come back to it, but guess what? If a motion to proceed to even debate fails, I think this thing is dead.
So probably for another year at least until they'd even consider trying this, because they need to use that reconciliation option. So this is very important, folks. This just motion to proceed vote is the difference between either getting to the repeal vote or not even debating this again for at least another year. All right, so call those senators that we've listed. The Capitol switchboard number is 202-224-3121. The senators you call: Moran out of Kansas, Portman, Ohio, Murkowski, Alaska, Capitol, West Virginia, Heller, Nevada, Lee, Utah, Paul, Kentucky, Collins, Maine. We'll be right back taking your phone calls on JSecio Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. At the ACLJ, we're engaging a number of vital issues. We're standing up in defense of life at the Supreme Court. We're challenging the Obama administration's shadow government in federal court. We're working with Congress to stop the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funds to the abortion giant, Planned Parenthood. And we're working to replace Obamacare. The work of the ACLJ is vital, and we could not do it without your generous support. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-9-LAW.
989-2255, or you can go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
All right, folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We got full bank of phone calls. We're preparing for the Senate to vote on its motion to proceed later on this afternoon. That will be the motion to proceed to vote on the repeal of Obamacare. If you're watching right now on Facebook and Periscope, I encourage you to share this with your friends and family. Click that share button now. We've even got the phone number for the Capitol switchboard up on Facebook so people can get that access to that. So share it with your friends and family so that they've got the time to get activated, grassroots activation before this vote. And then I want to go right to the phone calls. We've got our team with me in the studio and Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Let's just go in order of how long people have been holding on. Sue in North Carolina on line five. Sue, hang on after you've been on hanging on a long time. We'll send you a couple of signed books. Sue, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks, Jordan. I'm glad that you took my call today because I think it's very important to remind all of those senators and Congress and all of them that it's important for those that are on fixed income that they pass the repeals and say yes, because I struggle month to month making ends meet to buy just my medicine and make sure that I don't have to do without.
Well, and Than, this is the key here. In Sue's situation with, you know, Medicare, how does this affect, you know, if you do the repeal with the 2 years, you're not going to see the 2 year transition. Things will kind of remain the same, but you'll know relief is coming in 2 years and you know it's not going to be Obamacare, or you could do the replacement. So what would the effects be on Medicare? I guess on the repeal with the transition, there wouldn't be any immediate effect, but on the repeal and replacement, there could be.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to point out what the caller says, that people are really hurting, and that's why this has to happen. Something has to be done. You're right. In the two-year transition period, no matter what passes, there would not be any change. Now, the changes to Medicare, Jordan, are likely to be very small. The exact changes we're not going to know until this debate process ends, but it's actually the Medicaid program that would be more likely to undergo significant changes. Yeah. And we don't have to get into all these details, no. But I would just argue mostly for the better, because that authority is going to return to the states if the version that we have in front of us is what passes.
All right, next up, Stuart in Maryland on line six. Stuart, same thing like Sue, hang on after your question or comment, and we will get a book to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking the call. Quick question. So assuming the motion to proceed passes,
okay.
If that happens and then the repeal-only bill also passes, I understand there's a two-year transition time. Does that essentially mean that Planned Parenthood would remain funded for those 2 years?
That's a good question, Than, because it does have the language in that repeal to defund Planned Parenthood. So does that happen immediately or does it happen after that transition? How does that, what happens there, Than?
The Planned Parenthood language as drafted, Jordan, would kick into effect the day President Trump signs it into law.
Okay.
Now, again, this has to survive the amendment process, but as written in front of us, it would go into effect the day he signs
it. So no two-year delay on defunding Planned Parenthood if that remains. It is in there right now, but it has to go through this amendment process. That is a battle in itself and very important. Great call, Stuart. Let me take another call and then get some reaction from our team in the studio with me. Let's go to Ed in Texas on line three, because Ed, again, you hang on. We'll get you a signed book. I think your comment is right on point, so you're on the air.
All right, thank you, Jordan. Great job today, guys. Listen, I was going to also ask, if it's proper for us to remind when we call these senators or whoever they're answering the phone, that although, like for me, I'm out of state, I'm not from their state, but I, like Hollywood, I could certainly fund their next opponent at election time, the next pro-life conservative opponent they face in the runoff, and remind them that they're not completely safe because I'm from not from their state. And even if this whole thing passes and they tell us to vote against it, we need to remind them that at voting time that our money can still go and support, you know, a fellow conservative pro-life.
Yeah, I mean, this is what's important, Ed. These are all senators who, again, they think that they're going to face tougher re-election battles like Heller in Nevada. You know, they've got to play the more moderate game, Portman in Ohio, Capito in West Virginia, Murkowski in Alaska, Moran in Kansas, and not the same for Mike Lee or Rand Paul, certainly. But it's true, in many of those campaigns, I would go to our team here just quickly, jump in. In many of those campaigns, because they are so close, they become national for these individuals. So people are sending money from all over the country to Shelley Moore Capito because of the issue of Obamacare. They are not going to be there with those resources if she fails them today, even outside her state.
Yeah, I tend, you know, to be a glass half full kind of guy. The glass half empty view is that I cannot believe we're sitting here talking about forcing our elected representatives to actually do their job, to do what we elected them to do. But on the half full side, Jordan, with all the callers, all the people calling the Capitol and emailing and writing letters, what we're seeing on the glass half full side is democracy at work. These are people who are really, you know, demanding that their leaders respond to their wishes, and it is a good exercise in our constitutional republic.
Dion, calling from Washington State, line 4, you're on the air. Thanks for holding on, Dion.
Yes, sir. I just want to make a comment. First of all, I want to commend Senator McCain, and yep. He is a true patriot for, come back for this vote. And second, those senators who are on the fence, they voted for the same legislation in 2015, I understand.
Yes.
And now, I personally would find it unconscionable for them to not allow it to go for debate. And I think that is going to, the people they represent, I don't think they're going to forget this. And I can't understand it. I hope all these phone calls that people have been calling, keep doing it. And the mere fact, Senator McCain, the courage
yep.
and the true patriot is coming back ought to kind of be
I
like
agree with you, Dion. I agree. I just want to get to these next two calls so we get through all the calls today. Let me go to Scott in Colorado on line one. Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, sir, guys. Thanks for my call again. My question is this. Do these five senators not want to vote to proceed to debate these amendments because they are partial to elements of Obamacare? I know Murkowski and Collins have gone on record as saying they are against defunding Planned Parenthood, and Heller has even bought the narrative that the repeal and or replace cuts Medicaid.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have all different reasons. They're moderates. Some it's, but for Murkowski and Capito and even Susan Collins on the Planned Parenthood issue, they can then, go for the amendment there. There will be a separate vote on that, keeping that language there. They can vote against that if they want to and still vote on the motion to proceed, still vote on the repeal of Obamacare. So they have wiggle room. And when it comes to some of the others, like Heller, it's a tough re-election battle. But let me tell you something. Republicans across the country, if he does the right thing here, will pour money into his race to help him. If he is the reason we don't get to 50, if he is one of the reasons we don't get to the 50 and Mike Pence can be 51, then they're not going to. And he might get his own primary challenger from the Republican side, a more conservative, someone who actually would have been there doing the right thing because they all campaigned on this. Final call of the day, Joel in Michigan. Thanks for holding on, Joel. You're on the air. We've only got about 50 seconds left, but I wanted to get to your call.
All right, my comment was I can't believe how stupid the Republicans are acting right now. You've got an issue right here that is literally taxing the poorest people who can't afford health insurance to pay bailouts to some of the biggest, richest companies in the nation and even in the world. I see giant buildings with names of health insurance companies on them.
It was a bailout for insurance companies. That's why they don't like this. They've been bailed out, and they think that they'll keep getting bailed out. If you don't repeal this, they'll just keep the money coming in. And Joel, you're right. All these people, they got these health care cards, and they're not usable. So for the poor, they can't get access to health care. We're going to update you. Join us on Facebook and Periscope later today when these votes start occurring.
It's a challenging time for our nation. Our values, our freedoms are under assault. That's why it's critical to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now and call 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go online at aclj.org.